The following is an unrehearsed interview with United States Senator Chuck Grassley speaking to you from Washington, D.C. Participating in today's public affairs program are Dennis Morris of KLEM Radio in Lamar's and Rick Patrie of the Eldora Herald-Ledger. The first question will come from KLEM's Dennis.
All right, thank you very much. Senator, I guess I wanted to hear your comments on the fact that Attorney General Eric Holder has not really done much prosecuting yet. There's a lot of potential scandals dating back to what you're obviously familiar with on the Fast and Furious, but there's several other that would be kind of considered illegal acts by the administration, by the Obama administration, and yet Eric Holder refuses to do any kind of prosecuting. And I just kind of wanted to know your thoughts on that.
Well, I'll give you an example of where I specifically asking for an update on prosecution. There were people that violated the FISA legislation we passed, the Foreign Intelligence Security legislation, and were listening in on private telephone conversations that they didn't have a court order to listen in on. And we there were at least two cases, I believe. And I haven't even got an update on those cases yet at this point. So not only are they not prosecuting, but when you try to find out what the status of it is, you don't even get the status. But now he may be forced to take action because yesterday the House Ways and Means Committee suggested prosecution of Lois Lerner with the IRS scandal involving conservative organizations. There's probably, on Fast and Furious, there's been some disciplinary action taken against some employees, not anywhere near as much as should have been. The extent to which there was criminal activity, there hasn't been any prosecution there.
If I could just follow up, just to kind of elaborate on that a little bit, it just seems like throughout the entire Obama administration that his administration has put up stone walls or just kind of ignored any request that has come from Congress, whether it be to appear in a hearing or, as like you suggested, to turn over documentation or anything like that. They've just totally ignored and have ignored Congress and have gone on their own sometimes. And yeah. I wanted to hear your thoughts about that.
Yeah. If I said this is worst of any presidency in the history of our country, and just said it that way, you could probably take offense with it because I've been stonewalled by both Republican and Democrat presidents. But when the president was sworn in 2009, the next day, January 21st, he said this is going to be the most transparent administration in the history of the country. And by his own standard or benchmark, this is the most stonewalling of any administration in the history of our country. They just haven't lived up to their promises.
Hey, thank you.
Rick?
Yeah, Senator, we've got Senator Harkin retiring here soon, and I just we never hear too much about, you know, the work that goes on in the delegation, you know, with the Iowa delegation together, and I just wondered if you could maybe give a little picture of how much interaction you folks have and, you know, just some recollections of it.
Okay. You know, we've been working together as United States senators for 30 years. We've been working together as members of the U.S. Congress because we both went to the House of Representatives January the 3rd, 1975, so you can figure out a long period of time. We have very diverse voting records, based upon his being a liberal Democrat, my being a conservative Republican. We respect each other's political views, but we have very good personal relationships. And I couldn't name one time, although there probably has been some times, but, you know, it isn't anything that I remember, where maybe he's said something negative about me, maybe I said something negative about him, but it's a truth that you it's so little you don't even need to talk about it. And then when it comes to things, even though we have different national perspectives, when it comes to working for things in Iowa, that could be Iowa projects. When we used to have earmarks, it would have been, now we don't have earmarks anymore, but when we had earmarks, we probably worked together on the earmarks for Iowa projects. We when it comes to things of working on problems that affect just Iowans, that it takes the entire congressional delegation, or at least the two senators working together, we find that very easy to do. We find it very easy to work together on things dealing with agriculture. So let me sum up by saying when it comes to Iowa, there's no distance between us. When it comes to national issues, there's a great deal of distance between us, but it's a friendly difference of opinion that shows a lot of respect for each other.
Okay, thanks.
Dennis?
Yeah, Senator, I was wondering if you can kind of give us an insight as to some of the major issues the Senate is working on from now up through the summer break, I guess.
Yeah. Well, let me refer to an article in Politico over the weekend. That article said that most of the agenda of the Congress of the United States, particularly the United States Senate, is going to be political messaging. There's about three things, and I'll probably only think of two of them as I read, three things that have to be done between now and the end of this fiscal year. One would be the terrorism insurance, where the federal government's an insurer of last resort or a backup, I guess you might say a super insurance for the insurance companies on terrorist activity, but only terrorism. Then there's all the appropriation bills that have to be done by September 30th to fund the government through next year. And then one other one that I can't think of. But and I think that pretty much sums it up. I could say that this week we dealt with a piece of legislation that the Democrats thought they could put up and embarrass Republicans. I don't think they make any headway with it. The unemployment insurance provision was put up for the purpose, but I don't think it embarrassed Republicans because quite a few Republicans voted for it. I don't think it'll pass the House of Representatives, so from that standpoint, you could say it's a Democratic messaging amendment because they knew it wouldn't pass the House of Representatives. And then they're going to have maybe the minimum wage bill comes up if they allow that to have some help for small business. It's pretty good idea that could pass, but if they just have a straight 10.10% increase in minimum wage, I doubt if it'll pass. And maybe something less than $10.10 could pass. There are some Republicans working with the Democrats to say something between $9 and $9.50 might be possible. But again, they're bringing it up more because they think that it's going to help their people. And the reason why you have so many Democrat political issues brought up is because the Democrat candidates for the United States Senate are in such poor shape because of Obamacare and the harassment that's brought to people. In other words, if you like your insurance, you can keep it. That sort of lie is affecting re-election of Democrats. If you have your doctor, you can keep him. You know, that isn't true. And how many promises were made that can't be kept? It's really scary for some of the Democrats that are up for election, particularly those that are up for election in what we call red states. Okay, next guy.
Yeah, Senator, I'd noticed that there was a note came out, I think it was from your office, in regard to a statement on the Common Core usage in education. And I just wondered if you could maybe give me a little comment sure. on what the concerns are
yeah.
with it.
Well, I have never raised issue with the substance of Common Core. That doesn't mean I agree with it, but it was developed by the states. It ought to be instituted by the states. Education is not in the federal constitution. It's left to the states to do. We ought to leave it there. But this Common Core has been hijacked by this Secretary of Education, and he has tied it to getting federal funds. And that's what I resent, because it's eventually going to lead to a national curriculum. And we ought to let each state make that decision. Thank you, Dennis and Rick, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.